topology and properties which are fulfilled for this
Thank you for coming to my talk. I will discuss weak topology and properties that are fulfilled almost everywhere. It's a joint work with Vladimir Kadets from the Kharkov National University. So, let's consider Banach space X. And the vector-valued function defined on the interval 0, 1. There are two natural ways to introduce properties that are fulfilled almost everywhere in a weak topology of a Banach space X for this function. One way is to apply a linear functional for function f, and then consider the scalar property that are fulfilled almost everywhere. And the other way is to delete at first an exclusive set and then consider the weak property in points of remaining set. So we can give two definitions. A function f is said to be weakly almost everywhere equal to zero if for any functional x star the function x star f equals zero almost everywhere. And the other definition. An x-valued function f is weakly almost everywhere equal to zero in alternative sense if there exists a set A of measure zero, Lebesgue measure zero, such that for any functional x star we have x star f equals 0 outside of A. It's obvious that if function f satisfies the second definition, then f is weakly almost everywhere 0 by the first definition. Let me give an example that the inverse is not true. Consider the space X L2 small on the interval 0, 1. It's a space of square summable functions on this interval. So it's a it's a non-separable Hilbert space. We can define a function F from 0, 1 into X such that F of T is ET, where by ET we denote a characteristic function of a point T. ET of S is 1 when this is T and 0 in the other case. It's easy to check that this function is weakly almost everywhere 0. But the norm of this function for every T is just the norm of ET is 1. So f of t doesn't equal 0 at any point. It's a simple corollary from a Hahn-Banach theorem that if function f satisfies the second definition, then f is just equal 0 almost everywhere. Thus, below, when I speak about weakly almost everywhere zero functions, I will keep in mind the first definition. So the first question in this situation is, when every weakly almost everywhere zero function is zero almost everywhere, To answer this question, we need a following definition. A sequence of functionals x star, x n star is total if for any non-zero element x there exists a number n such that x n star of x is not zero. It's easy to check that the dual of any separable space x contains a total sequence of functionals. There are some more non-separable spaces, duals of which contain the total sequence. In particular, L small infinity is non-separable, but coordinate functionals in L infinity form a total sequence. So let's let X be a Banach space and F an X-valued function. Suppose the dual of a space X contains a total sequence and F is weakly almost ever by zero. Then F is almost ever by zero. And the proof is very short. So let Xn star be the total sequence in X star. Since F equals zero weakly almost everywhere, we can find for any for any n, we can find the set An of measure 0 such that Xn star F equals 0 outside of An. Consider the union of these sets. Then the measure of the set is also zero. And f of t equals zero outside of A. Okay. If the dual of a space X contains a total sequence of functionals, then the cardinality of X cannot be too large. In fact, the cardinality of X is continuum. On the other hand, let's take any function f from 0, 1 in X and denote by y the closure of the linear span of the image of F. Then the cardinality of Y is continuum. So we can restrict our considerations to the spaces of continuum cardinality. The rest of my time, I would like to discuss the converse statements to this proposition. These converse statements need some additional assumptions on the cardinality of X star. Moreover, they will depend on continuum hypothesis or Martin's axiom. So suppose the dual of a Banach space X has a continuum cardinality. Then under the assumption of continuum hypothesis, the following conditions are equivalent. Every weakly almost everywhere zero x-valued function is strongly almost everywhere zero. And there exists a total sequence in X star. To prove this theorem, we need a lemma. Suppose A is an arbitrary continuum set, and consider a continuum family of its subsets, A alpha, with the following property. For any countable sequence of indices, alpha k, the cardinality of the intersection of A alpha k is continuum. Then, under the assumption of continuum hypothesis, there exists a set B in A, such that B has also a cardinality of continuum, and the set B minus AA, A alpha is no more than countable for all alpha. Now we are ready to prove the theorem. We have already checked that the second condition implies the first one. In order to prove the other direction, we will assume that the dual of a space X do not contain a total sequence. And then we will construct a weakly almost everywhere zero function that is not zero. For that, consider a family of sets X alpha in X without zero, where alpha is a linear function on X. It's a continuum family of continuum sets. Now take an arbitrary countable set. It's a key. Now let's. Oh, yeah, I forgot. X alpha here will be the kernel of alpha without zero. Now consider any countable set of indices alpha k. An X star. This sequence of functionals is not total. So there exists a non-zero element X such that alpha k of X is zero for any k. So X is in the intersection of the kernels of alpha k and X alpha k. Since the intersection of the kernels is a subspace, we have that the cardinality of this intersection is continuum. And now we can use the lemma. Select a set B in X without zero such that cardinality of B is continuum, and B minus Q null alpha is countable for any functional alpha. Define our function f from 0, 1 into x as a one-to-one map from 0, 1 onto B. Then this function will be that we need. Now let me talk about the assumptions in this theorem. First, consider the space L1 on the interval 0, 1. The cardinality of this space is continuum, and its dual has cardinality more than continuum. The polynomials with rational coefficients form a total sequence for this space. So any function, any x-valued function f, which is weakly almost everywhere, 0, will be 0 almost everywhere. That means that the assumption of continuum cardinality of a dual is not necessary in this theorem. The following lemma shows that we don't need to consider spaces with duals of more than continuum cardinality if we are interested in weakly Borel measurable functions. So suppose F is weakly Borel measurable. That means that for every functional, x star function x star f is Borel measurable. If x is a closure of the linear span of the image of f, then the cardinality of x star is at most continuum. Now let's look again on the theorem. The assumption of continuum hypothesis here is rather restrictive. Under the assumptions of less restrictive axioms, like for example Martin's axiom, some other results can be obtained. So this assumption is essential. Now let's consider the property of convergence of sequences of functions in a weak topology of Banach space X. Similar to the definition of the weakly almost everywhere zero function, we can define what it means for the sequence of x-valued functions to be weakly almost everywhere convergent. So let's fn then f be x-valued functions. Then sequence fn is weakly almost everywhere convergent to f. If for any functional x star in x star, the sequence of scalar-valued functions x star fn minus f is convergent to zero almost everywhere. We are again interested under which conditions on a space X every weakly almost everywhere convergent sequence of function will weakly converge on a set of full measure. The following theorem shows that these notions of convergence agree only in finite dimensional spaces. So let X be a Banach space. Then X is finite dimensional if and only if every weakly almost everywhere convergent sequence of X valued functions is bounded almost everywhere. By almost everywhere boundedness, I mean that for almost all T, the sup over n of the norm of fn of t less some constant depending on t. So we need to add some additional condition on our sequence of function. And the most natural condition is pointwise boundedness. We obtain the following theorem. Let X be a separable Banach space. Then X has a separable dual if and only if every weakly almost everywhere convergent and pointwise bounded sequence of functions is weakly convergent almost everywhere. That's it for today. Thank you for your attention.
Questions?